see this succeed. And you know I won't just be sitting there on the sidelines. Be out there planting seeds. She said, love, love, the hate for everything.
If you didn't notice, this is Animal Voices. We are starting a little bit differently today, and we are very excited because today is our music show. My name's Alyssa. I'm here in the studio with Tim.
Hello.
And Carissa.
Hello.
Carissa Thorpe is back visiting us from journalism school on a little break there. It's great to see you in the studio again.
It's fun to be back.
Yay. And Ifni on the controls, thank you so much. Yay. So yeah, let's see. We have a whole bunch of a big wide variety of music to share today, from local artists and artists from elsewhere in Canada and international. We're going to, I think, play songs from a couple of German artists. And I also wanted to replay a bit of an interview I had with a local artist named Risa from her album R&B. We had her in studio about a year ago promoting that album, and I wanted to share that again. So we'll do that at about the halfway mark. Again, that was just a really, really fun to have her here, and she has some amazing music. And yeah, I guess, Allison is out of town today. So we wish her happy holidays. Hopefully she's relaxing. She's always such a busy lady. And she puts so much work into the show. So yes, she deserves a break for sure. Yeah, well, let's maybe just catch up. Carissa, you just walked in the studio.
I didn't
get a chance to catch up with you. I heard that you made some vegan food, and I'm handed it out around Christmas Day or so.
Yeah, I took out some, they ended up being like peanut butter and jam sandwiches and some cookies I made and apples, and I took them out to see if there were like homeless people that maybe weren't able to make it to a Christmas dinner. Yeah. I didn't find too many people, which was kind of a good thing. It kind of made me happier that there weren't that many people. Yeah. So I ended up just donating it to a local youth homeless center.
Oh, perfect.
At the end. So
perfect. That's great. I didn't really do anything like charitable over the holidays, but I'm making some donations to A Well-Fed World. It's one.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I think we featured them on the show a couple weeks ago, and also the Open the Cages tour, which has an Indiegogo campaign. They're liberation, they're an anti-vivisection sort of liberation sort of tour. They have bands and performances and movie screening. They screened Maximum Tolerated.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they came here, right?
Up the West Coast earlier in the fall, I think, or late summer. Mm-hmm. And now they're planning to do it on the East Coast again. So they're doing some fundraising. And I wanted to play actually a little promo for them, I think, a bit later in the show. Their call out for help with that. And, yeah, gee, anything else? Let's see. Well, we had a wonderful vegan Christmas with our family, extended family, and uncle, and my brother, and her girlfriend, and it was, I don't know, what, like 8 people or so.
And it was all vegan?
Well, Tim cooked this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and my mom was a little bit sad about missing the bird carcass, but yeah, Tim cooks amazing, amazing, amazing food.
Well, thank you.
Yes. An awesome, like, phyllo kind of chickpea roast and all that stuff. So, yeah, it was delicious. Why don't we just play another song? Sounds good to me.
Together we can end this suffering.
equality are both necessary. Reject the myths we are taught to believe. It's time to reprogram ourselves. Necessary old types and traditions. Follow no god, no master. Look at the root of racism, sexism, speciesism, and you'll see it's all been fabricated. Keep us apart. Break down the barriers that enslave us all. Break down the barriers that enslave us all.
That was Total Liberation, a song by a band called True Nature, and that's from their album For the Innocent. They're based in the States. They've been doing their thing since 2008, and they're focusing on raising awareness around animal, earth, and human liberation. Conceived in the U.S., but it is an international project with contributors from four different countries. And that was actually a cover of a song by, I'm pretty sure it's like a hardcore band called Gather, where, of course, you can't understand the lyrics, really. So, yeah, they gave them a nice space there. And you can check them out on Bandcamp, True Nature X. Yes. So that was that. And then before that was a song called Ghosts in Our Machine by Canadian fellow named Kip Harness. And that's the theme title track of the new documentary that's coming out called Ghosts in Our Machine, which is highly anticipated, about the work of Canadian photojournalist Joanne MacArthur, who looks sort of at animals in captivity in all settings, and her pictures just really show the individual personalities and the spark of life in these creatures that we put in cages and exploit for profit. So, yeah, looking forward to that documentary, and I love that song so much. Carissa, introduce the next song. Oh,
this next song is Compassion by Coco Love Alcorn.
Teacher,
you gotta teach with a mind that still learns.
carcasses for our meals. Our bodies become graveyards, it can't be concealed. The words in the song are meant to make you start thinking. At this very moment, someone's bleeding and screaming. No to violence, no a violence, nein zur Gewalt. Buryoku o kyohisuru, et nasili, no a la violencia, ahimsa. We are executing the innocent and helpless. Fear transmits in nature, wars and nervousness. 8 kilos of wheat equals 1 kilo of meat. 8 times more food would stay for people to eat. See, grains are fed to animals to build up their fat, while 3/4 of the world fights for food like rats. If we distribute all this food accordingly and fast, we could end all starvation, cow dogs could finally rest. And humane killing, please, someone explain, what kind of a murder is humane? Silent bullets in the heads, that's death, full and pain. Just to satisfy your tongues, no excuse, no gain. Same teachings in the Holy Bible, we should all follow, where confession is explained. Bible isn't hollow. Hello in Genesis, first page, God is talking to us about foodstuffs that isn't mentioned. Why don't we trust? Ignorance is bliss, we prefer to stay blind. Soul doesn't exist, I don't see it, I don't mind. Living entities, not the body, chemical substance, or something you can even see. For instance, street shops, restaurants, smelly places, kitchen crematories, slaughterhouses, mortuaries. If you are a consumer, you're part of that chain. To blame and claim the game is not the same, it's insane, insane. Enough of blood and mass misguidance, silence about violence. What goes around comes around, we could be found in a bloody compound. Actions bring reactions, that's the law of nature. If you're cause for a murder, we'll meet a bad future. You can act and think that goodness is useless, but if that's the end, then life is meaningless. Am I hurting someone? I'm just using my rights. I'm shooting verbal bullets, bang bang, when I fight. I dare to shout loudly and I apologize. Those words are for the ignorant who need some advice. No to violence.
Our prayers go especially for all the poor cows. Please spare them from the slaughterhouse. And if you don't agree with the words in this song, we'll pray for you too, because violence is wrong.
That was Super Soul Connection, based in Slovenia. And they were started in March 2007 with an aim to spread a multicultural message of understanding, love, tolerance, peace, presented from a spiritual point of view. I'm not sure what their religious background is or whatever, but I'm pretty key on with all those words there, and I happen to love that tune. Yeah, there's, as I said, mentioned at the beginning, there's a fundraising campaign going on now for the Open the Cages tour, and I'm going to play the little promo plead for your pennies.
Hi, my name is Mike XVX. I was the tour director and principal organizer of the Open the Cages West Coast tour. The Open the Cages West Coast tour was a traveling animal liberation fest that went from San Diego, California, all the way to Vancouver, British Columbia. Along the way, we hosted events like a movie screening of Maximum Tolerated Dose, which is the first feature-length documentary about vivisection, as well as music events featuring animal rights bands, protests, and workshops for activists.
Stop consuming animals!
I see the sign when it's recognized, the border between reason and sanity. I consider it a measure of my humanity to be written off by the living graves of a billion murdered lives.
Due to the success of the first tour, we're actually planning the East Coast tour from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, all the way to Toronto, Ontario. And we're raising money right now through Indiegogo to cover our vehicle expenses and expenses for new posters, signs, and banners. Our goal for this campaign is to help rebuild the grassroots movement across North America, get folks out to these events, meet each other, create new groups, create more action, and keep the focus where it should remain, which is on the animals. We were able to get consistent media up and down the West Coast, as well as a lot of positive feedback, because we strictly adhere to a philosophy that we don't need to lie about the plight of animals in laboratories. We don't need to do big media stunts or anything like that. We really believe that if we put the facts out there, that people would feel compelled to take action. For tours like this one to continue to happen, it's necessary for the community to stand behind us and support this project. As individuals, there's nothing really unique about any of us that allows us to do this project. It's our collective voice that's a profound one. It's the fact that we're all artists, musicians, and activists that complement each other in different ways that makes this project a successful one. We would like to extend our sincerest thank yous to the people that have supported the Open the Cages tour thus far, and would ask that people visit our Indiegogo page and donate what they can. If you'd like to help out in other ways with promotion and things like that, please send us an email and get in contact. The vivisection industry is not invincible. They are not more capable than we are. They are not more passionate than we are. Let's keep fighting for the rights of animals until every cage is empty.
So 8 more days to donate to Open the Cages tour. They're accepting donations until January 5th at midnight, and their goal is $3,500, and that would help with things like posters and transport and all that stuff, as you heard. So yes, thank you for your support on behalf of Open the Cages tour. And let's see. Well, actually, yeah, Tim had mentioned just now while that was playing that I should probably mention, I think we had talked about the 269.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah. 269 movement organized an International Day of Action on December 18th, which was the International Day for the Abolition of Slavery. And this one group based in Israel, I think, kind of blitzed the internet and tried to get everyone to organize solidarity actions on that day, inspired by their action the year before, which was sort of an open, it was outdoors, it was like a branding sort of action.
Yeah, three people got branded the number of 269 on their body in like remembrance of a calf, I think, named number 269.
Yeah, and basically against the, you know, just that no being is a number, that we're all sentient beings and we don't, nobody is property, nobody is just a number, we're not slaves. So yeah, they did this sort of street theater kind of demonstration with branding, and it was really, really powerful. And I was inspired by that video for sure, and saw the call out for, they were asking people to get tattoos in solidarity of 269 or to host actions in their own city, similar actions, or people get tattooed or branded. And I was thinking about doing that, and I actually made an appointment with a tattoo artist, and I asked a couple friends of mine if they were interested as well. And then, you know, obviously a tattoo is a big commitment. This animal rights is a very important, you know, depth of my bones issue to me, so I wouldn't really hesitate to get a tattoo like that, but just I wasn't quite sure about the 269 thing. So I did some research, and I found that my values are not in line with what they state. I won't, you know, I'm sure, you know, a lot of other people, you know, might, I'm not saying that they're, you know, bad or whatever, but I just don't fall in line with them. So I'm really glad I did my research. And I got a tattoo, my first, which says liberation.
It's awesome.
And thank you. And instead of 269. So in sort of solidarity with the International Day of Abolition of Slavery, but not with that particular movement. And that was just my choice. And I was, yeah, it's just kind of a reminder to, like, you know, always do your research about which organizations you're going to support and put your...
It's great to see that these campaigns can inspire people, even if you're not in line with these campaigns, but still it, like, brings something in motion. So I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so moving on, actually, it is about the halfway mark, so I think it's time to play the bit of the interview and song by local Vancouver artist Risa. We talked to her about a year ago, and I know she's just done a bunch of shows. She doesn't have any coming up right now. She did actually play at the Animal Voices Thanksgiving Potluck in October, and that was a great performance, and she played her amazing video for her song Strange Fruit at the potluck, which was really powerful, and I highly suggest looking that up. Strange Fruit video, Risa, I guess, if you Google that. But yeah, here's the bit of the interview. I just basically asked her how she came to write the song Strange Fruit.
Well, I've been singing for a long time, probably since I could walk and, you know, get in front of people. But I've been vegan for almost that amount of time. Really, it's half my life now. Veg since I was 16, and then vegan for a dozen years. When I first really got serious about singing, it actually kind of started to take me away from a lot of the activism I was doing. I didn't have as much time for the organizing and things, and it was a little bit of a change in my life at that time. But then I realized, I was just sitting one night and a song started to come to me, and I was like, oh, these can totally be linked together. I can be both an animal rights advocate and a singer and a musician. It happened actually when I was listening to my Billie Holiday CD. She's got a song called Strange Fruit, and if you've heard that song, it's very haunting. Song about lynching. It's one of the first protest songs probably that was performed widely in the 40s and 50s. And it occurred to me that I could use the same concept to address the way that humans treat animals for meat production. It's not as though I was trying to compare the suffering of my black ancestors to animals, but I do see the connection between injustice and how power and domination allows humans to treat others, be they other humans or other animals, in a way that's like an object or something not worthy of consideration. And so that's what kind of where the song Strange Fruit started to come, is inspired by the reality.
Scream. Strange and bitter fruit they eat. A bit of death. Trapped in torture. The slaughterhouse is the orchard for. Such a strange and bitter fruit they eat. This is the truth behind the meat. From conception to the table is a deception not on a label. With most grade A beef or steak comes a slew of hormones, antibiotics, and pain. Cattle took to auction till injured or lame. Mama cow's ribs from her calf. Milk, how insane. There's little concern for what is humane. The cruelty you see is a crying shame. You feel, you breathe. Strange and bitter fruit they eat. A bit of flesh wrapped in torture. The orchard floor, such a strange and bitter fruit they eat. This is the truth behind the meat. Why do people support such suffering? For every chicken who's stuck on a plate is a proud being, be
into a crate, smelling the fish that's pouring down through the grates from the rows of cages above. Lives and deaths of misery, what a disgrace, for something as selfish as taste. Billions have their beaks cut off and their throats slit with bloody blades, even so-called organic free range. I'll do what I can do. I won't consume you. I'll sing your blues.
You are listening to Vancouver Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM. This is Animal Voices, and you're listening to our annual music show where we play a lot of vegan songs or songs by vegan artists or animal advocacy songs. And so the next two songs we want to play, the first one is called Don't Kill the Animals by German artist Nina Hagen and Leni Lovitch. I love the song. It's a version from 1986. And for me, like, it has some personal history because I used to love Leni Lovitch. And then after that, we will play Peace to Each by Peter Murphy. Peter Murphy was the singer of the band Bauhaus, a very famous gothic band. And I used to have a kind of a gothic streak, so when I remember very well when I got my first tape with their music, and was something different than anything I had heard before, and I was amazed by it. And now I just found out that Peter Murphy is vegan, and to see that his new song is still, in a way, he carries on this gothic style but with an ideology or with a motivation of love and peace, that is really amazing for me to hear. So I'm glad to play this song as well. It came out last year. So, yeah, enjoy these two songs.
Natural activity. money orientated business doesn't think that's nice. Come on, let's educate the mutated human race by the superpower of amazing place. The missing link of human evolution is sexuality. It means a spiritual revolution. My individual God identity is what you gotta meet. It's the rhythm of the beat. We'll be right back.
to Animal Voices. We've got some news items for you. We're just going to chat here about a few things. First, Langley Township and the City of Langley are the most recent municipalities in Metro Vancouver to have decided on a ban of the sale of shark fin soup and other shark fin products. They join Maple Ridge, North Vancouver, Port Moody, Coquitlam, Nanaimo, and Abbotsford, who have already enacted bans in British Columbia. Vancouver, Richmond, and Burnaby are currently working together on policy, so there's consistent policies in the neighboring communities. And yeah, so Anthony Marr, cheers to you and the rest of the Vancouver Animal Defense League. Your presentations at those city councils have made huge changes, so kudos to you. And Carissa.
That is awesome. This next item comes to us from GatewayToHell.net. Gateway to Hell is a global anti-vivisection campaign comprised of a network of animal rights groups from across the world working to end the transport of animals to laboratories. There's a quote here from Nature magazine that says, Air Canada, one of the few major airline companies that still transports primates for research, was given the go-ahead to stop moving macaques and other non-human primates bound for research labs after a decision today from its regulatory body, the Canadian Transport Agency. The airline applauded the decision and said that, effective December 22nd, it will require all non-human primate shippers to sign a declaration that the animals are not intended for research or experiments. The remaining primate transporting carriers include Air France and United Airlines.
Just finally, I just want to mention that Los Angeles is poised to ban elephant performances in traveling circuses. So Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey circuses have been bringing 4-ton Asian elephants to LA since 1919, almost 100 years of terrible cruelty. And about 100,000 people in LA go to those circuses every year, and the city council is about to ban them. It's expected that it'll go through, and the ban will start early next year. Six Southern California cities have already banned circus elephants, more than any other state. And last year, the Santa Ana Zoo and the Orange County Fair both stopped offering elephant rides. More than a dozen countries worldwide have banned at least some wild animals from performing in public, such as UK, Austria, Singapore, Bolivia, and more. Actually, British Columbia is leading Canadian provinces with 20 municipalities here banning circuses that have wild and exotic animals performing. And you can check out zoocheck.com for a list of animal-free circuses and info on how to take action. And a great movie coming up that just came out last year, actually, How I Became an Elephant. I highly recommend that one. Yeah, let's listen to a tune.
I treat her vegan way, you know?
Attitude on Jason!
You're gonna loot them for your Jason and Ross attitude.
Tell them to loot them! All you for kill for eat!
For real, King man.
And them say swine and them dinner.
So when I got no more in there, you know?
Fire!
Blaze! Treat the toughest way!
No bones, no blood in the kitchen! We not gonna mix up in the vampire living! No bones, no blood in the kitchen! And I respect for life. Run, here come the butcher man when he caught me with his knife. I'm working, I'm more dead, I'm beer murder. Life didn't take for them steak and hamburger. There is the plant, some seed in the mud. Then to take you some flesh and go buzz of blood. Can never stop fighting it, stop fighting it. Hey, give right to life a try, you just might get some enlightenment. And this the one full of all of my vegetarians. Raw food isn't vegans and all the vegetarians. Yo, cause I and I not put no this. You know we simple. Humbleness, we have to live life simple. To put some food up on the plate. I mean, I need no hook, mean I need no bait. I unite the roots, my food, me not be shoot. Or give me vegetable and some fruit. Nigga, so no bones, no blood in our kitchen. We not gonna mix up in a vampire living.
No bones, no blood in our kitchen.
And then I wonder why the love.
Well, that pretty much wraps up the Animal Voices music show. I can't believe that hour is over. I could keep going with another hour. We have so many great songs here. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you found some treasure that you love, and I sure did doing research for this show. Thank you to Tim and Carissa and Ifni for joining me today. Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have a New Year's themed show, looking back on the year and looking ahead, setting intentions. Allison will be producing that show. And stay tuned now for Radio Eco Shock with Alex Smith. Remember to be kind animals. Keep in touch with us on social networking. We love to hear from you. RadioAnimalVoices@gmail.com. Today I'm going to leave you with a special song. I think it's just called Vegan Style. It's a Gangnam Style parody by Henya Mania, who's based in Israel. Enjoy.
And the last song was Ja Sun with No Bones, No Blood.
Thanks, Tim.
This is Vegan Style. Vegan Style. 8 years ago, I decided to go vegan. No more milk and eggs, fish and cow and even chicken. Everyone thought that it was just a diet phase. Even my Jewish mama asked if I was going crazy. Every day since then, I'm being asked, what's a vegan? People talk as if they have a degree in nutrition. They say, you know it's not healthy, that's the reason you're so skinny. I said, check the FDA and why not read the China study? What about plants? Don't they have feelings when you cut them? Cut a salad. What about plants? Don't they have feelings? No, they don't. No, no, they don't. No, plants don't have feelings, you idiot. This is Vegan Style.
This is Vegan Style.